Blog Talk Radio.
This is National Detroit Weekly, brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home, 22401 Grand River near Lasser in Detroit. Thank you so much for joining us here on National Detroit Weekly with Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach and the blogger, the world-famous blogger Harold Sullivan. National Detroit is brought to you every Wednesday at 6:30. That's a new issue of each program every Wednesday, 6:30 on Blog Talk Radio. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you also in part by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. It's about leadership, loyalty, and longevity. They're located on Northwestern Highway in Southfield. Cliff Pascoe, Attorney Cliff Pascoe, is my attorney. This is the law firm that I do business with. This is my lawyer, Attorney Cliff Pascoe. And the reason why is because they're experts in professional negligence, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights and police misconduct. They are the pastor's choice, specializing in servicing pastors, churches, and congregations with excellence in legal representation. They are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve you. Call Attorney Cliff Pascoe at Pascoe, Tashman, and Walker, and the number is 248-353-7750. Again, 248-353-7750 for the law offices of Pascoe, Tashman, and Walker. And National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by Avis Ford and Deacon Moe. Deacon Moe is their new car specialist. And, it's good to know a dealer, somebody that you can just go into the dealership and ask for, and somebody that you can trust. And Deacon Moe has been a sponsor with National Detroit Weekly since last year. And let me tell you, all you have to do is walk into Avis Ford at 12 Mile and Telegraph and ask for Deacon Moe. He can put you in a brand new Ford vehicle, and I'm telling you, they have some great Explorers. They got some Fusions, Focuses. The models are in for this year, 2017. Don't put it off. Don't put off the reason to buy your car. Stop relying on friends and relatives, catching the bus, waiting for somebody to come and get you. Now's the time to get your car. The number for Deacon Moe is 248-226-2566. Again, Deacon Moe at Avis Ford, 248-226-2566. I'm so glad that you're here with us this evening, and we've got a number of topics to talk to you about. I want to just mention that I really appreciate Hot Sam's Downtown Detroit. They're getting ready to get their spring inventory in. Already they've got some great jackets, sweaters, suits, ties, shirts. They've been a fixture in downtown Detroit since 1921. Hot Sam's is on Monroe Street, 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. You can get your outfit put together. They've got a designer down there that can piece it all together, get you ties, the colors, the suits, the styles, the shirts to go with it, the socks, everything. They'll put it together. Let Hot Sam's take you to another level. Hot Sam's can take you to another level. I've been down there. That's the reason why I've been able to add some color this year, because I have, for this year, I said, you know what, I'm going to need to add some color. Hot Sam's is the place. Hot Sam's, located 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. All right, let me check in and see if some of my co-hosts are on the line. The world-famous blogger Harold Sullivan or Pastor Jonah Taylor. Oh, Harold, you're there.
Answering the roll call, sir.
Great, great, great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, doing very well. I hope you are well as well.
Absolutely. Pastor Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission.
I'm in his house.
Sounds like it, loud and clear. Sounds like it, loud and clear. Well, you know, I know that we've had some severe weather in Metro Detroit, but I am so glad that we are here with, you know, even on this windy night, without any drama tonight. We're live on the air. We hear everybody loud and clear. I'm so glad that we're loud and clear. Harold, what's on your mind today?
Man, you know, you mentioned that weather, and it was so windy out today with winds gusting in the 60-degree range. You know I'm a pretty big fella, and I was tossed around like a tissue outside. But it seems to be subsiding, and I don't know what to... I hear you, Pastor Taylor. Yeah, but I don't know what the forecast is like for the next day or so. I could check that on my cell phone, you know, in a moment or so. But yes, it was very, very windy, and a lot of hats were blown off. There was a lot of debris that was tossed all about the streets and what have you. So hopefully this is the end of that. Hey, Michael,
you still there, Harold?
I'm okay.
Looks like sounds like it faded out for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say to all of those who endured today with all of this severe weather, it looks as though we've come through. I had the occasion to come home today for lunch, and when I got here, the power was going in and out. And I don't know about everybody else out there, but you know, sometimes when it happens to you, you get that little sinking feeling which says, you beg that question, did I pay the light bill?
It kind of scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
Did Brenda miss a bill? Or so it was fine. It was just kind of scattered as a result of the wind blowing the wires and what have you. But crazy day.
Harold,
how was your day today?
Harold, I know, yeah, there seems to be some problems with clarity a little bit. I noticed because it's some, and I'm sure it has to do with the weather. But Harold, you know, you and I have talked, and I think you know where I'm going with this. You and I have had conversations regarding privacy a couple of times over the past year.
Yes.
And some of our listeners, I'm sure, remember some of our conversations, and it keeps coming back. And I don't want to scare people, but it was in the news this week, and it was on a show called 24 Legacy. I believe it's on, I think it's Fox or CBS, I'm not sure. But this new show called 24 Legacy. And Harold, would you believe it, the topic came up during one of their investigations? They said, oh, don't forget, when you turn your phone off, you're live. And what they were saying was the phone was still on. Even when you press the off and it looks like your phone is off, They are able to hear everything that's going on around you. And
of that, I'm absolutely certain. I'm absolutely certain of it. And I watched TV this morning, early this morning, I was watching CBS, and they were saying that not only your phone, Michael, but also your television. So when that little red
right now the TV is also listening and watching you now.
Yeah,
Harold, this is just going way off into stuff that it's out of control. It's out of control right now. There is I don't believe any electronic device anymore. Honestly, I really don't.
What I do is I assume that everything is live. I assume that all devices are picking up communications. You know, once upon a time, Michael, there was a time when you got off work, you had a really long day, you drove home and you braved the traffic and you came in the house and, you know, you threw your briefcase down or you took off your work shoes or, you know, threw your hat over in the corner somewhere. And you said to yourself, you know, I'm just glad to be home. And now I can sit down and have a meal and enjoy my family. And, you know, you're inside of your home, your last bastion of refuge from the outside world. But not today, not in 2017. Your television is telling on you. Your cell phone is telling on you. Your wireless devices are telling on you. Everything that has a capacity to use some sort of internet referencing can actually spy on you. So, you know, Putin's talking about, you know, not Putin, but Trump's talking about spying, and he's claiming that people have spied on him and all of these different kind of things. But just the regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill American now can possibly say, I've got reason to believe that something is lurking about in the privacy of my own home. We talked about this a little while back. You, I, and Pastor Shauna, about, you know, the televisions being able to see inwardly as well as you looking outwardly. It's a doggone shame.
Yeah, and now the CIA is basically they're trying not to admit it, but it is very clear that those 9,000 documents are official CIA documents, and they show how it's being done.
Well, I think we live now in a society of I gotcha. Somebody does something, and you know the thing that happens is, you know, oh, I got you, I got the goods on you, I've got the emails, I've got the sound, I've got the video, I've got all of the reference materials that accuse you of doing something in particular. So you can't really do anything nowadays, Michael. Even if you're in your own home, you may as well walk around with some clothes on because you don't want to be caught naked before the walk.
Yes. Yep. We don't know who's watching. We know they're watching now. We know they're watching now. And, you know, I don't suggest that anybody do this, but I could tell you this. If you want to find out if anybody's watching and paying attention to what you're doing, just say something that you're not supposed to say. You know, when you're on a plane and you say the word bomb, they're going to arrest you. They're going to take you in. You're going to be escorted off the plane and you're going to be detained or arrested. If you're at home or on any device now and you say something that you should not say, watch. You don't some sort of evidence that somebody, you may not know it, but somebody's listening to you, and you may end up with some investigators at your door, or somebody, you may see a strange car sitting on your street. I don't even know what to say. we're there. We're there right now. Big Brother is here.
We are.
Yeah, we.
Michael,
for one,
remember?
Yeah, we
remember,
are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pastor Shauna. Go ahead.
No, that was our guest.
This is Luwine. But yeah, this is Miss Lynn or Miss Luwine. It has been going on for years. It's not nothing new. If you ever looked at dealing with Will Smith based on, enemies of the state.
Yes.
Oh,
remember that.
During that particular time. So based on that, that's happening now. That's why, dealing with these TVs, these smart TVs, whatever, they have chips in those TVs. They look at you, every move that you make in those TVs. Okay, dealing with smartphones, dealing with phone, whatever tech that you do have. Yes, everything is, being tapped. Even your belt buckle, even based on in your shoes, everywhere you really need to be tapped. That movie, through detail, it lets you know every single thing that's going on right now. So this is nothing new. Nothing new. It's nothing new to me because it's been going on for years. Based on when they dealing with putting the towers up, dealing with Metro, PT, the Metro, based on whatever phone. These phones could be sitting now on your dresser or on your table, and they will light up. We are not even on the phone. So based on that, every phone has been tapped. They can just tap in anytime they want to tap in. They know every move that you make, everywhere you go, period. Because chips are in every particular phone, in those particular free phones. It has chips in those phones. Everything you do is already there. So it's been going on for years, period. But people are getting smart and have an understanding now, like you have got a revelation of it. Yes, but it's been going on for years and years and years ago. So it's based on it's nothing new. Dealing with chips, dealing with in people. Dealing with people workplace based on they have chips in, to get into doors now. Putting chips in employees. You see what I'm saying? So all that stuff that's happening now. That's been going on for years and it just manifests right now. But that's been going on for years too. So there's nothing new whatsoever. We just have to just take heed to what's going on based on they're dealing with this One Nation movement and it's gonna come to pass based on that. Is trying to take effect of it. So,
Now I see how all of our, whatever it is that we're going to have a chip or number implanted
right.
in us or stamped on us or whatever, now I can see how all of our information is going to be on that chip. And it's in the Bible.
Yes.
All of that stuff is going to be there. Our credit history, our payment history, our medical history, I think, and that's what I think, and I don't know how it's going to come together, but I do think that one day we're going to have that some sort of a identification mark stamped on each individual.
What?
I don't know if it's going to be I don't know if it's going to be implanted or stamped or whatever, but we're going to be identified by that mark. And I see how that's going to come through. Each day, it's really manifesting itself more and more. The Bible
right.
really is true. It's really true.
Mhm. It's a code breaker based on your money that what you have in your hands right now have codes in your money. So based on a lot of codes that everything had came to pass, dealing with the towers, dealing with everything that's going on has came to pass, it's already in your money. Your money is a code. Every particular dollar bills, whatever, to 100, whatever, to 50s, whatever, it's a code. If you fold it a certain way, everything is the money. Every single code that you want to know about what's about to happen is in your money in your hands. Pay attention to it.
Wow.
Yeah, you definitely have to be very knowledgeable and just conversant with other people with respect to some of the things that are happening to them. And another thing is you have got to understand, if you drive down the urban areas of town, not only in Detroit, but wherever, you go, St. Louis, Miami, Seattle, Los Angeles, you name it, Oakland, you will see a representative usually on a corner that is pretty much giving away cell phones. Have you ever seen such a...
Yes, yes.
They got a tent
set up on the side of the road,
exactly.
Umbrella,
you know, a table. I've seen people do it out the back of their car, back of their truck.
Right.
You would think they were selling fruit. It was cell phones, Obama phones.
Don't tell me that Big Brother is not watching. You can't tell me that. Big Brother is indeed watching.
They're passing out the cell phones for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know for a fact that I may have mentioned this before as well. And this had to be a good 10 or 12 years ago. Family and I, we drove to the East Coast, and we were in New York, New York City. And we had an exchange over the internet, if you will. It was on, what do they call that? When you buy your car and little button that you push, OnStar. So we were getting directions. And as we were talking to the OnStar representative, of course, you know, she was directing us to which roads and which turns to take, giving us turn-by-turn direction. Do you know that probably about a year later, somehow or another, I happened to mistakenly push that OnStar button, and that whole conversation came back up again, which was about a 10-minute conversation. And Brenda was in the car with me, and we kind of looked at one another like, what the heck? This information is...
You did not intentionally record it or request that it be recorded? And who played it back?
Let me share this. I didn't request or record anything. I had no mechanism in the car to record anything. It was a mystery to me that it was saved, and, you know, somewhat scary. So, and it was like a whole 10 minutes. I was just so enthralled. I listened to the entire thing. So it got me to thinking, if you've got OnStar in your car or any other, you know, kind of a device, the likelihood is, you know, if you can hear them, they can hear you as well. And they don't have to tap
into
your system.
That's right.
They don't have to tap into your system. They can hear you. So, you know what? There's nothing new under the sun. That's what it boils down to. There's absolutely nothing new under the sun.
No, absolutely. You're right. And, you know, I want to just change the topic for a second because I know that everybody has something they want to bring up. But the only thing I want to say about what's going on in Washington right now is that there is a complete breakdown in honesty, truth, sincerity. It's so bad right now in Washington and at the White House that absolutely no confidence in what the president is doing or what he says. And I'm beginning to hear more and more people say that he's a liar, that he doesn't know what he's doing, and that he doesn't understand how the United States functions, that he has not studied the United States Constitution and the way our country operates. We're headed towards a crisis. Right now, the White House is in a complete state of confusion and serious because other countries are watching this and they're watching us and they're plotting against us right now. And we are going to pay a heavy price. Those 30 or 40% of Americans that support Donald Trump, no matter what he does, they're going to lead us down to a path where there's going to be a point where we can't function with him in the White House anymore. And I'm hearing more and more people say that impeachment is coming. Do you know that there are over a dozen investigations going on in Washington, more than the last time that the last time I counted was 7. Now there's more than 12 investigations going on in Washington involving the Trump administration. I am still sticking by my word that within 8 to 12 months that Donald Trump will not be president of the United States. It might be Mike Pence, or something else might have occurred from then. But we're facing some major issues. We haven't even faced a terrorist attack yet. We are facing the North Korean threat right now. And if the White House is in disarray, continues to be in disarray, we're not going to be able to defend ourselves properly against others who are smarter than the president. And that's our that's our big problem right now. And I just hope that a change occurs pretty soon, because we're really not able to believe anything that's coming out of the White House right now.
Well, you know, some of the things that are coming out of the White House, of course, are, I'm at the point now, nothing surprises me. But what does is two respected black persons that had some utterances over the past week, one of them being Van Jones, a liberal columnist who actually at the and I guess one has a, they can, you know, take whatever tack they want with respect to kind of weighing in on the president's speeches and his proclamations and how he interacts media-wise. Van Jones was, I guess the word was enthralled that President Trump seemed to be presidential. And I guess I don't know if this is a late stage in the game, but, you know, he's been in office for well over 6 weeks. And he's just now seeming to be presidential.
For one day.
Yeah, during one speech. So, I'm not sure where Mr. Jones is on that particular score. I wish I had an opportunity to speak with him and try to, you know, get some depth of understanding with respect to, you know, what this gauge is on the presidentialness, if that's a word, of, well, you know, we'll find out how presidential Mr. Trump really is in the next weeks or so. Also, too, you guys probably heard that there is a new health care plan that has been launched.
Yeah, I heard. You know, and the Republicans are in complete disarray over this. They're calling it Obamacare Light, but really, let's call it Trump Care, because, you know, that's what it is. Obama has nothing to do with this new Republican plan, and it looks like it's on its way to failure right now anyway.
I brought some sound, you guys, and if you care to, I can.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, you ready? All right, here we go. Okay.
Sounds a lot like Obamacare Lite to me. The Obamacare taxes that most conservatives object to keeps them for a year. The Cadillac tax, it keeps forever. It keeps the Obamacare subsidies but renames them refundable tax credits. And believe it or not, it actually keeps the individual mandate. Under Obamacare, you had to pay a tax to the government. Under this program, you have to pay a penalty to the insurance companies. I really think that that may well be unconstitutional. It may threaten the whole repeal act if the whole thing's declared unconstitutional.
I do like what I see.
What if it leaves lower-income Americans uninsured?
Well, we want them to be able to provide, have a method so they can get access to it. And you know what? Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. And so maybe rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and they want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest it in their own health care.
Look, I have to stop him there. That's Representative Jason Jeffers. And the reporter asked him a substantive question. What about poor people having access to health care? And this idiot draws a correlation between the purchase of cell phones and having the opportunity to get health care in the richest nation on earth. If you guys
and you know what? That's not even a choice for people, because you have to have a cell phone. You know, what kind of idiot is that to make that type of comparison? Yes, everybody needs a cell phone. You can't even function without a phone. So that doesn't even make sense. This thing is just crazy.
Yeah, I'm really appalled, and I think this is it signals, you know, what the thought process is in the Trump administration with respect to the people it governs. And, you know, like you were saying, Michael, in time, those individuals who were so vociferous about Trump being what we need in this country, actually are going to find out what his true colors look like. And they will be disappointed.
Oh, their day is coming. I'm telling you, their day is coming when we end up in a war pretty soon, because there's some things going on. When they find out that their health care is gone, when they find out that their coal mining jobs are not coming back, when they find out that manufacturing is not coming back just instantly like that, this is generational. These economic changes that we're going through, this is not something that a president can all of a sudden change, you know, in 6 to 12 months. It's not realistic, and they're going to find out. We're going to take a break and come back. This is National Detroit Weekly. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I'm here with Harold Sullivan, the blogger, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Credit is really important these days. And I just want to share with you just one-on-one here how important it is, because with credit, a lot of decisions are made for you, like how much your interest rate's going to be when you try to borrow, whether or not you're going to be approved for a loan or not. They look at your credit when it's time for your insurance to see if you're going to be covered with your home or vehicle. They also look at your credit when you apply for employment, to work. So credit is very important. If you've got problems right now, Diane Gill can help you out. She can address the paid collections, the judgments, the inquiries, the late. She can help you make settlements on some open accounts if you're facing foreclosure. And she can get you a new credit card, too, after you sign up. You can get a new credit card. She can get your credit score up higher. You can make payment arrangements. To pay for the credit repair services, and she can get you back on your feet. Call Diane Gill. She's a credit repair specialist and located in Southfield. The number for Diane Gill, she'll get you back on track. The number is 248-327-7965. Again, 248-327-7965. It's really important, and if you want to get something done, if you want to accomplish something personally or in business, you've got to get your credit together. Diane Gill can help you. She's a credit repair specialist. 248-327-7965. Michigan Ocean is a public relations company that specializes in business and political consulting. Michigan Ocean is a business resource referral service and lender that can help your business grow. Michigan Ocean is a radio advertising and radio show production company. Visit us online at MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300 to make an appointment for your client interview. Go all the way up with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400E, Southfield, Michigan. on, let's see, on March 18th.
Hey, guys.
Missionary Humphrey is having her annual birthday banquet, and I know Pastor
Taylor.
God
bless everybody.
You and I are working very hard on Missionary Humphrey's birthday celebration on March 18th, and you are cordially invited to attend. Tickets are $60, and it's going to be at the St. Regis. If you would like information or to buy tickets and or table, call 248-516-8300. And let me tell you, yes, Pastor Taylor and I have been working very hard to make sure that this 89th birthday celebration is a huge success for Missionary Humphrey. Pastor Taylor, if you're listening, I don't know if you wanted to add anything else to that. American Standard Roofing. If you want to get some work done on your roof, now's the time. The weather's great. It's a little windy today, but they've got the certified crews that come out. You can get their free estimate. The financing is available. So if you don't have the money right, if you don't have the cash right now, they can put the financing together for you. I mean, can you believe that? American Standard Roofing will find the money for you and lend you the money to get the roof fixed, because you can't really keep putting it off. I mean, look, watch what happened when spring gets here. You can't put it off. If you need gutter work done, skylight, siding, American Standard Roofing can do that. They have the finest, most durable materials. They're Michigan's number one roofer. They got a design center in there. Tell Arnie that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. Here's the number for American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. Before we go back to our topics, I do want to, let me just say, I am looking forward to April 19th. I'm really excited about getting back on stage for the Unstable Tour. I call it the Unstable Tour. If you want to find out why, you got to be there. I learned a lot of this stuff. I mean, I write all my own material. I perform my own material. So it's all original material, copyrighted. I'm working on the second book now. But I learned it to perform at Cafe Mahogany back in the day downtown. But I'm glad that I'm able to continue to write and perform poetry. This time it's going to be at Cola's. The Unstable Tour is coming to Cola's on Wednesday, April 19th in Farmington Hills. Tickets are $20, available at Eventbrite.com and or at the Michigan Ocean Box Office right here at Northwestern and Evergreen, 24681 Northwestern and Highway Suite 400E. Or you can call 586-329-0199 to order tickets. Love Jones Style Jazz Poetry on Wednesday, April 19th at Cola's. And, you know, they got the Caribbean African restaurant there. So I am looking forward to, because once I finish performing, let me tell you, I'm getting me a plate of something on the menu at Cola's. I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of Caribbean and African event, African Fashions and More is located on 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. When you walk in there, all you see is a splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabric. They've got an expert designer on site that will help put your ensemble together. It's direct to public merchandise. They go to Africa and bring the stuff back, so they cut out the middleman. So the prices are low and reasonable. They have experienced craftsmanship to create your individual style and outfit. If you want to give them a call, here's the number, 248-951-2363. And they have it all, long and short dresses, head wraps, shirts, pants sets, kofi hats, ties, jackets, accessories, separate button-down shirts. They have a department kids department too, so you can have your kids go there too. Want to thank Renee Cunningham, the legacy specialist. Renee Cunningham is concerned about your financial future. But, you know, it starts right now. Your financial future starts right now. You can't wait for the future before you think about it. Start right now. Her goal is to inspire you to overcome every challenge in your life by discovering your purpose, protecting the legacy that has been given to you, and enabling you to create your own. Renee Cunningham, the Legacy Protector, at 313-549-0918. Harold, are you there?
I am here.
There's something that not too many, it made a big deal in the business community here in Detroit, but I have not heard one peep out of people in the community. And that is, the tallest skyscraper in downtown Detroit is planned for start construction in December of this year. It could be completed by the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it because it is truly a sign of economic excitement downtown. The neighborhoods need economic attention, but this is a good sign for the city. It's not just a building. And I think a lot of people, and I don't know why, maybe Harold, you can comment about it, or any of the listeners can comment, but to me it's a sign of hope and success for Detroit. Dan Gilbert and the team from Bedrock Detroit are on target with this new skyscraper project, you know, because right now more office space is needed downtown. Basically, there is no office space left, and there's no space left, and you've got to go up now when you're building something. But I think this is the biggest step towards rebuilding Detroit into a serious business, residential, and retail center in
mm-hmm.
many years that can be on par with neighbors like Toronto and Chicago. So, Harold and listeners, why hasn't this tallest skyscraper, taller than the Renaissance Center, why hasn't this resonated 7 Mile or Greenfield or Connor?
Well, not to sound like a buzzkill or a naysayer, the fact is, Michael, you know this as well as I do, Detroit had to bottom out. Now,
that's for sure, and it's happened, hasn't it?
It has. We're in
yeah.
the depths right now, and on the way back up. However, for there to be that turnaround, that level of synergy, that level of excitement to come back to Detroit, Detroit had to bottom out. Now, during the last mayoral election, when Benny Napoleon ran against Michael Duggan,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself this question. Had Sheriff Napoleon won, do you think that the same level of excitement and synergy would be taking place here in 2017 under a different leadership? Just ask
no.
yourself that.
No.
Right. I'm in the same pathway with you. I'm in that same lane.
No.
And the
You're
powers
right.
that be, Michael, the powers that be, they have the wherewithal and the money to wait out any political shenanigans and tomfoolery that has gone on and may have gone on under a different administration. But ultimately what has happened is they got their guy. They got their guy in Michael Duggan. Michael Duggan, of course, comes out of one of the biggest political machines to ever operate, not only in Detroit, but in this country. People don't realize Ed McNamara was the man. And Ed McNamara had a machine so vast and so powerful that it defied party. It didn't matter if you were Republican. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or independent. Ed McNamara worked with people. And I don't want to sound trashy here, but if you brought something to the party, he didn't care who he got into bed with. If he could make some money and you could make some money and that there would be some sort of benefit to Southeastern Michigan, Ed McNamara was the man that was going to make that happen. When he died, of course, you know, Detroit was in the throes of some really serious scandal. One of his key people was Kwame Kilpatrick. You and I both know the story about what Ed McNamara told Mayor Kilpatrick. He told Kwame Kilpatrick, you can be such a catalyst in this city, and not only in this city, this state, and perhaps nationally, but you have to do one particular thing. And that thing that Ed McNamara told Kwame Kilpatrick was to distance himself from his father. And as you know now, that didn't happen.
No.
So at that point, Detroit began, well, it didn't begin, it just really exacerbated its downward spiral. And so what I'm saying is all of those entities who were standing in the wings waiting for the barometer to be correct, they waited it out. And I dare say if it had been any other candidate or any other person, the elected mayor, other than the man that we have there currently, we'd still be in that downward spiral. Because people were not really going to put the money into a city where they did not trust the leadership. So now here we are. We're about to go into another election. And the mayor has indicated that he's going to toss his hat right back in the ring again. And we'll see what happens. I don't know if Coleman Young Jr. is a serious candidate at this point, but we've heard that name being bantied about. But yeah, getting back to your original question, Michael, you know, why we haven't heard of those things up to this point, it's probably because, you know, there's still some scared money out there, but I think that people now are beginning to understand that Detroit is going to be a success story, unlike probably any other that's taken place in this country up to this point in time. You know, you're looking at a city, Michael, that had 2 million people in 1950. On record, they said 1.8, but you give an account for an undercount, that's 2 million people all day long. Now that we're down to just over 700,000, I'd be interested to find out, you know, what that next decennial census is going to look like. I'm not saying we're going to be back up to a million, but I am saying that we will probably eclipse the 700,000 figure and maybe go into an 800,000 figure.
Is there any way that, so I guess the average Detroiter does not believe that tower is going to really make any change in their lives. I guess that's what it really boils down to.
Well,
it's just part of the old boys network, and it's a great monument to those like people like Dan Gilbert, Mike Duggan, the Illiches. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to really affect. It's going to make a nice backdrop, and you know where downtown is because you can see the building.
Right. My wife always says, "You got to get in where you can fit in." There may not be a consortium of black business owners that can build a skyscraper, but there very well may be a consortium of black business people who can seize properties in the city of Detroit, somehow or another develop the financing wing to be able to restore those properties and to rent them out and to make for a much better residential district or districts in the city of Detroit. What we have to do, even with Trump, and I say this probably every week, we're reactionary people, Michael. And it's time to be proactive. It's beyond time to be proactive. You gotta get in where you can fit in. And if you don't seize the opportunity, then you will lose the opportunity, because the window of opportunity doesn't stay open long. Somebody else will come along and seize it. But you gotta look around and find out, hey, what can I do? You know, there's the old Motown Museum.
Yeah,
they're talking about that's a new district now. And if you're talking to the realtors and those individuals in the know about properties down there in the Grand Boulevard area, so you have the new center area, then you start going back a little bit further west, and now you have the burgeoning Motown district. Check
Is that,
that
what
out.
That's being called?
Yeah. That's what
somebody mentioned that. You know where I heard it first? On the network Vice. And I was watching a documentary about Detroit, and every once in a while they like Detroit on the new Vice network, cable network.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a show, and they asked somebody, what do you feel about your neighborhood now that there's all these positive changes? And the person said, well, we used to always call this by another name, and now they call it such and such, like District Detroit. You know, they've got these new names now for districts all around Detroit. I know there's Corktown right now. But I know there's District Detroit. This is the first time I've heard about the Motown District. There's, you know, places like, and there are other places like East Village, Indian Village. There are some names that have been established over time, but now there are areas in Detroit where new names are popping up with the new money coming in, the new wealth coming in, and they're changing the name of the area, and they are investing and changing the dynamics of that community. But I guess the question is, who has the right to just come in and just give the place a new name, you know, without any regard for the residents who have survived these neighborhoods for decades when there was
In all honesty, some of them are working names. So they're not names, they're not actual names of districts, but in some respects they're working names.
Yeah, but I think it's going to change. I think it's good, you know, I think it's sort of like we wake up one day and we're going to have the new name. You know,
well,
they might, the strategy, I believe.
That happens all too often, Michael. It happens all too often, because if you are not about the business of developing consortiums, getting together with somebody, you know, if you want to buy a building and, you know, you see a building and you say to yourself, man, I'd like to put a business in there, or I'd like to put an incubator in there of some sort. I'd like to have a safe house for kids to be able to come, where there are vetted police clearance individuals will be there at home to help them with their homework for specific hours Monday through Friday. And then during other parts of the day or other parts of the month or year, you know, buildings could be used for any number of business principles, like campaign headquarters. Lord knows how many campaigns we have here in southeastern Michigan. So there's any number of things people can do. I'm giving away my ideas. I need to shut up. But you know, it is so easy to sit back and do the woe is me bit. I was talking to somebody, and they were saying, you know what, Harold? Donald Trump becoming president may be the best thing that could have ever happened collectively to black folk. Because those who have a business sense, And as Joe Madison, the talk show host, says, who listens with the third ear, those are the individuals who are going to be tired of twiddling their thumbs and making a conscious decision. Now is my time to do something, because the Detroit will never be the same again and will never hit that low ebb again over the last 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Ethnic makeup of the city is changing. It already has begun changing. The political makeup of the city, I mean, obviously, with the new mayor, this shows you the demographics, the political process has the changes have already begun. The new water authority, the gradual changes in rapid transit, as we have more and more rail coming in, eventually, and I would probably say within the next 10 years, we're going to be living in a much different city that's going to be more of a regional area, because that's the only way that this Southeast Michigan is going to be able to compete with other metropolitan areas. We're going to be forced. And that's what's happening right now with the water authority, the transportation, the movement of people, the movement of ethnic groups, the inflection of new ethnic groups into the area. The city is going to change. And I think one good thing that's going to come out of it is that we're going to be able to compete as a region now with places like Atlanta, L.A., Chicago, Toronto, San Francisco, Baltimore, Cleveland. We're gonna need to step our game up, basically, in order to compete, because what we've been doing over the past 50 years here in Detroit is borderline insanity when it comes to we need rapid transit. We need to move people. We need to be able to move people around so that they can get from home to work to recreation. That's what makes a city alive. That's what moves the money around. That's what makes a city vibrant. And we need
Michael, the queue line is up and running, not to a full volume, but you know, it's making its test.
It looks great. I've seen it. Harold, we're getting down to the wire here, and I just wanted to thank our listeners. We really enjoy our listeners, and we encourage you to listen to past programs. You can listen anytime you want. You don't have to just listen to us right now. And I know a number of you will click on once the notice goes out and we've already recorded the show. But we enjoy doing this. Pastor Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, of course, Harold Sullivan and myself, we really, really enjoy doing the show. Harold, you got any parting words of wisdom?
We were talking about new terms, Michael. Let me throw this one out. We mentioned it before, but I'll toss it out again because it's becoming more prominent. Hipsters.
What was that again?
The hipsters.
Hipsters. Okay.
The hipsters.
Well,
we
remember this word.
That is the young, white, upwardly mobile land investors who are creating leverage here in the city of Detroit.
Great. Well, once again, thank you for joining us, and I really enjoyed that topic, and we really haven't really talked too much about the city of Detroit and its comeback, and it's a great topic. We'll see you again here on National Detroit Weekly on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.